This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The mantra this earnings season, as we talked about a couple of days ago, has been expectations. Some companies beat them, others don't. See also Apple on Tuesday. We did a story about that. Well, we got another great example yesterday, an example to the upside. Amazon beat the absolute pants off of expectations when it announced earnings after the bell. Traders pushed the company's shares up almost 10% today, an extraordinary amount, giving the company a market valuation for Amazon of a cool $216 billion. That is, I'm obliged to point out, almost what Walmart is worth. But hold the phone here, because Amazon made $92 million this quarter. That's with an M. Walmart made $3.3 billion with a B. So how can those two companies possibly be valued nearly the same? Turns out, that is thanks to another kind of expectation, as Marketplace's Scott Tong tells us.
The everything store, Walmart, makes 35 times the profit of the everything online store, Amazon. Yet they can't have the same value because investors bet on tomorrow, says Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster. He figures Amazon added 20 million Prime members this year. Those are the website addicts who pay $99 for a year's free shipping and other perks.
When you make that $100 investment annually into Prime, it changes how you behave online, and it makes you think, I'll check Amazon first because you've invested that into Amazon.
Walmart has a free online shipping club too, but the expectations there amount to meh. Here's Brian Reynolds, chief market strategist at New Albion Partners.
Both Walmart and Amazon are making major changes in their companies, but equity investors aren't buying it from Walmart. That stock is on the verge of a breakdown. Well, Amazon just had a breakout.
Amazon stock does reflect sky-high expectations, but they're somewhat proven expectations. Last quarter, the company went from losing to making money. Ex-investment banker Michael Goldstein teaches finance at Babson College. He figures, at this rate, Amazon profits could match Walmart's.
Do I think 20 years from now it's conceivable that Amazon could have as much or more earnings than Walmart? Sure. Do I think that makes the two equally worth value now? Me personally? No. But it's not nuts.
He says it's not, say, Pets.com that went bust in the 2000 bubble. Its business plan to sell dog food online failed. Today, the same plan seems to be succeeding. At Amazon, free shipping. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.